Listen now to the lessons from God's Word for this, the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. We're going to look first of all at the Old Testament book of the prophet Amos, who served the Lord and the people of the northern 10 tribes of Israel just before they were sent off into exile because of their wickedness and idolatry. So Amos has a very difficult role to play as he calls the people of Israel back from their sins, their idolatry, their ignoring of God's word. And this is what he says in chapter 6. Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you distinguished people of the leading nation to whom the house of Israel comes. Travel to Calna and look. Go from there to Hamath-Raba and go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are you better than those kingdoms? Are their territories greater than your territory? You who are trying to put off the evil day, you bring near the session for violence. Those who lie on ivory beds, sprawled upon their couches, eating lambs from the flock and calves straight from the stall, improvising tunes on the lyre, composing music for themselves on musical instruments like David, drinking large bowls of wine. They slather themselves with the most expensive perfumed oils, but they do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. That is why they will go into exile as the first of the exiles. Those who sprawl out at their feasts for the dead will depart. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 128, page 128, is our psalm this morning. Psalm 128. Second lesson this morning comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13. We'll read verses 1 to 6. As he closes out his letter, he has some advice that takes different turns, different tidbits of information and encouragement, and especially our attention to the things that really matter in life. Right, the Hebrews says, continue to show brotherly love. Do not fail to show love to strangers, for by doing this, some have welcomed angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison, as if you were fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated, as if you yourselves were also suffering bodily. Marriage is to be held in honor by all, and the marriage bed is to be kept undefiled. For God will judge sexually immoral people and adulterers. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For God has said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So then we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper and I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our verse this morning, Alleluia, I will proclaim your name to my people. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Alleluia. We'll use the gospel acclamation again. This morning, let's use the one that's entitled God's Love on page 161. Let us arise then to show our respect for the gospel. Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. We'll start at verse 19. Listen closely, because this also serves as the sermon text for today. Jesus says, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, living in luxury every day. A beggar named Lazarus had been laid at his gate. Lazarus was covered with sores and longed to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Besides this, the dogs also came and licked his sores. Eventually, the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus at his side. He called out and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in misery in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in misery. Besides all this, a great chasm has been set in place between us and you, so that those who want to cross from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's home, because I have five brothers, to warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.' Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' 'No, Father Abraham,' he said, 'but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Abraham replied to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
May be seated. Our sermon hymn is number 718. 718.